We now have a lear. It is Friday, November 14th. Okay, I realize there's a lot of anxiety out there. I realize a lot of the AI data center stocks and other AI related stocks have been hit despite spectacular results. So let me just back you up and walk through what we've gone through. The first shock was on Wednesday, October 22nd. That's when the top 300 stocks in the Russell 3000, 300 stocks, the best performance since August 1st, had a 5.73% correction intraday. So that was a mean reversion algorithm. It was violent, and it really wrecked the market. So when you have these shocks to the system, you have to have aftershocks. And normally you retest the lows and then you move on. Well, yesterday we blew through the lows on NASDAQ. Not on the Dow and S&P, but on NASDAQ. So everybody's very nervous, but we've gone from being overbought to now grossly oversold. So there's a lot of good buys right now. But I want you to know the anxiety about what's happening is ridiculous. Because if you want to throw cold water on the data center stocks, the argument is we don't have enough electricity to power these things. We can't build them fast enough, so the order backlogs keep multiplying. That's the only possible negative news. And that may be true in some parts of the country, but not others. Because obviously you get a natural gas to the data centers, and then you can use turbines to power them. So there is a 5-year order backlog on natural gas turbines, but these are the big ones. They're the size of trains. In fact, they're transport on trains. So we shall see. And that's stocks like Siemens and GE Vernova. And GE Vernova, GEV is under management. So because of the selling pressure, the treasury yields have gone lower. We've had news from ADP that more deterioration in the job market, so the Fed is now probably going to have to cut because they're very sensitive to that data. The other thing is there was some rental data that came out that said that rents are falling in America, finally. Okay, they were soft in Austin, Texas, some other big markets, but we saw in the last CPI, and of course we should have a CPI today, but the government shutdown has delayed that. But we did see owner's equivalent rent be at its lowest level in some time. So it looks like inflation is going to remain very, very contained. So speaking of inflation, if you want me to scare you, here's how I'm going to scare you. Bloomberg had a great article on the deflation in China, that prices are down 14 to 27% since last year. And deflation has been running a lot longer. The home prices in China just had the biggest drop ever recorded. So deflation is rampant. And what happened in China, people would invest in real estate, never move in the properties, and then they have these glut of properties just sitting there with vines growing over them. Anyway. Big mess. So what's going on is you have deflationary forces around the world. It's all driven by demographics. Shrinking households in Asia and Northern Europe. And you can't grow when your population shrinks. Okay. The only exception was Japan, which had incredible productivity increases. But, you know, that you can't keep that up forever. And I'll give you an example. Taiwan has 23 million people. In 4 decades, they're going to have 10 million people. Okay? That's how bad the demographic decline is. So in America, we're different. We still have growing households in the South, the Mountain West. We have growing communities. We're just different. And the main thing to get the economy going is to cut rates, to stimulate the housing market, stimulate interest rate sensitive areas of the economy like autos, and to cheer up, okay? And, you know, there are a lot of articles that 92% of our GDP growth, which is over 4%, is due to data centers. And based on the order backlog, looks like we'll be at 5% GDP growth soon. But we need everybody to cheer up. And the preliminary results from on the holiday spending, which is starting now, is good. We realize the boomers have plenty of money. We realize a lot of the kids under 30 don't, okay? So this is going to be fascinating to watch. But I expect that we'll have a nice reversal. I expect we'll cheer up as the holidays approach. And then we'll wonder, why in the hell did we go down when the earnings and sales and guidance was so good? So I'm waiting for Trump to do something because he loves to, spark the markets. I'm not sure what he can do, but I'm sure he's talking to Scott Bessent and Howard Lutnick right now and discussing these things. So I want you to hang in there. I don't want you to worry. Good stocks do bounce like fresh tennis balls. We will stay on top of the situation. But your best defense is a strong offense. Your other defense is gold stocks. I am not a gold bug. But gold has been going up due to central bank buying pressure. And the earnings are spectacular at one of the 12 gold stocks I recommend. One has already got an acquisition offer. And that's NGD, by the way, new gold. And that's under management. So just own the gold stocks. They zig when everything zags. Our other stocks are kind of roaring back. And I just don't want you to worry because there's nowhere to go. Okay? That really isn't. I mean, America is an oasis for the world. We're the economic growth of the world. We just have other things going for us that other countries don't have. One is our states compete with each other. And so we have these 50 economic laboratories that are, very interesting to monitor. So with that said, hang in there, everybody. I know you don't like the gyrations, but we're going to have a NVIDIA next week. NVIDIA does not always rally on its earnings because of all the call options that are written on it. But I'm sure Jensen's going to give you a very good guidance. You know, sales and earnings are going to be up well over 50%. And the guidance should be even better. So hang in there. Don't worry about the gyrations. Get ready to enjoy the holidays. And that's it. So it's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.